with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New development in Donald Trump's criminal case.
Judge Juan Merchan, the judge overseeing the Donald Trump criminal trial, sent a letter to the Trump defense attorneys and the prosecution about a posting on the Unified Court System's public Facebook page. The comment stated, "My cousin is a juror and says Trump is getting convicted. Thank you, folks, for all your hard work." It's not clear if the individual who posted the comment is, in fact, related to a jury member that heard the case or had indeed received information about the verdict. Trump was found guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records and is scheduled to appear for sentencing on July 11th. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says it should be easy for Mr. Trump to win an appeal.
The whole thing was a sham political witch hunt, reminiscent of Stalinist show trials in Soviet Russia. It's hard to know where to begin on how many reversible errors were committed during the trial.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration strikes again. A lot of Americans are not pleased.
New federal rules by the Biden administration want new vehicles sold in the U.S. to average about 38 miles per gallon of gas in 2031. That's up from about 29 miles per gallon this year. According to requirements released by the National Highway Safety Administration, the final rule will increase fuel economy by 2% per year for model years 2027 to 2031 for passenger cars, while SUVs and other light trucks will increase by 2% per year for model years 2029 to 2031. I'm Shelley Adler.
Israel carrying out its largest hostage rescue operation since the war began. The military says four hostages have been freed. This is SRN News. Most Americans do support in vitro fertilization.
A poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 70% of the general population thinks IVF is a good thing versus 8% who think it's a bad thing and 22% who aren't sure. The procedure is condemned by some pro-life advocates because it involves the creation of several embryos, some of which can be destroyed if the mother wants them to be. This year, a court in Alabama ruled that IVF embryos are human beings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Akron, Ohio, dedicating a statue to Sojourner Truth, the former slave, abolitionist, and preacher who gave a famous speech in 1851 at the Women's Rights Convention. In that address, she drew upon the hardships she had faced while she was a slave and asked the audience why her humanity and that other enslaved people had not been recognized. This is SRN News. A small independent daily newspaper in West Virginia ceased operations now after 133 years.
Moundsville Daily Echo owner and publisher Charlie M. Walton says the paper put out its last edition last week and he has locked the doors. The Daily Echo, published on weekdays, was delivered by mail and had no website. Walton says he and two part-timers were the only employees at the newspaper, and his efforts to expand the staff were unsuccessful. The newspaper was founded in October 1891 by James Davis Shaw. John Scott reporting.
Sad news from the Pacific South or Northwest. Retired Major General William Anders, the former Apollo 8 astronaut, has died. Officials say his plane went down off the coast of Washington State. More details at SRNNews.com.